On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
It's Catamount Insider. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. This is the week UVM sports are back. We got a lot to get to, so I'm going to rifle through the schedule really quick. Vermont women's hockey, Saturday and Sunday against New Hampshire. That's at 7 p.m. and 6 p.m. Women's basketball plays that same Saturday and Sunday. That's at 3 p.m. and 2 p.m. against UMass Lowell. Men's hockey, Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. and 6 p.m. And then Vermont men's basketball, Monday and Tuesday against UMass Lowell at 5 o'clock and 3 o'clock. This is the schedule as of 12:35 on Wednesday. Check UVMathletics.com in case anything changes. All right, we got two great interviews here. John Becker and Jess Kazumi. We'll take a quick step aside and be right back on Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's CeresRemedies.com.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rabbit air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at DPT.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Thinking about transferring your prescriptions to a new pharmacy, but aren't sure where to start? At Kinney Drugs, we make it easy to transfer with our Easy Transfer service. Simply stop in, give us a call, or download our convenient mobile app, and we'll take it from there. Transfer today and discover how easy it is to manage your prescriptions with the rest of our Circle of Care pharmacy services. Only from Kinney Drugs, your hometown, employee-owned pharmacy.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now joined by the head coach of the men's basketball team, John Becker, to give us a little preview into what Catamount basketball is going to look like this year as they get ready to start against UMass Lowell on Monday. So, Coach, thanks for doing this, and how are you? It feels like it's been a while since we've talked.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm doing well, thanks. Obviously, different times, but doing well, thanks.
So tell me a little bit about the preseason for you guys. Obviously, we had the delay up until this December 18th weekend, and now we're here. Tell me about what life's been like since your guys came back to campus.
Yeah, I mean, we got back to campus in late July, really, and the guys have been here since. And so we've been through four different quarantines since that time. But, you know, we've really, since mid-October when practice starts, we've had a couple of delays, but we've got a lot of practice time in, and we've been able to get to a rhythm certainly the last couple of weeks, and so that's been good. But a lot of stopping and starting, which, you know, is just challenging, you know, kind of reconditioning the guys each time they come out of quarantine and kind of going back to where we left off and kind of re-implementing stuff as far as our X's and O's and systems go. So, it's been choppy. It's been choppy for everyone. And, but I know our players are really excited, about the opportunity, for the season to start finally on Monday. Unfortunately, you know, the school decided not to play the non-conference schedule, which, you know, we all understood. And so, maybe we're at a little bit of a disadvantage with some of the other schools, you know, UMass Lowell being one of them that's been able to play some non-conference games. But it is what it is. We're really excited about the opportunity Monday.
So with it being choppy for you and obviously for schools all over the country, what does college basketball look like to you? Does it feel like, you know, the choppiness is not necessarily a disadvantage because it's like that for everybody? Or what have you seen out of college basketball the last couple months?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be able to turn on the TV and watch games. It's interesting. You never know who's playing night to night. So you just kind of enjoy whatever games are on, I guess. And, you know, everyone's had to be really flexible and nimble as far as the teams that do have a non-conference and rescheduling opponents or changing venues. So I think it's been incredible to watch how flexible and adaptable all of these kids and coaches and programs have been, you know, on the court. You know, I don't, you know, it's not been a lot of great basketball, but that's understandable, I think. And it's, you know, it's not a conference, so that's part of how it goes. But then with just not a lot of practice times and just with the nature of things, you know, I'm sure everyone's excited to kind of get in the conference play where there seems to be a plan, at least a little bit more consistent as far as how we're going to go about it. So everyone can get in a rhythm and start having hopefully some consistency.
And you may not have a full answer to this quite yet, but what does the America East look like this year of the games that you've watched or of the coaches you've talked to?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched a lot of the games that our league has played, and I think the teams look good. You know, UMBC certainly is off to a good start, and they look good, like everyone thought they would be. I saw UNH play, and they have high expectations, and a lot of guys back, a lot of familiar faces, so that's always a good thing. UMass Lowell had a huge win against San Francisco to start the year. They played a really challenging schedule with a couple high majors and a Missouri Valley team. But they look really good as they normally do. And so, I think the league's going to be really competitive this year.
All right. Now looking to your team, give us the general scout. What have you seen out of your guys the last couple weeks that shows some promise going into conference play?
Yeah. You know, our guys have worked really hard and, you know, looking at our team, unfortunately we haven't had our whole team at practice due to injuries, basically. So it's hard to know exactly, which has not allowed me to kind of play around with lineups and different things that I think is going to be important for this year's team. I think we have a lot of flexibility, but, you know, things that jump out. I mean, I think from a, you know, from the perimeter, from our guards, we have, you know, I think at least six really, really good players there that all could start, you know. And so, you know, with Benny and Steph returning, they look terrific, as always. Justin Mazzulla, the transfer from George Washington, you know, he'll probably be in the starting lineup also as kind of the third guy there. He's been terrific. Just brings a he's kind of the alpha on the team, just a toughness, a swagger, kind of does everything really well, good size. And then, you know, Robin Duncan's had a great preseason and probably also deserves to start. And so I think that will be something that we'll look, you know, again, we'll look at what's the best combination of guys playing together. But Aaron Deloney's played really well and has gotten a little bit bigger and stronger and looks much more comfortable out there after, you know, his freshman year. And then Bailey Patella has been, you know, as a senior captain, he's done a really, you know, he's been in and out of practice with some injury stuff. So, but, you know, he's getting healthy now and being really disruptive on the defensive end and has a really, really high level understanding of what we're trying to do. So his role, I think, will expand this year. He's shooting the ball really well too, which is really important for us. So those six guys have really stood out to me along the perimeter. And Eric Beckett has changed his body and is certainly right there trying to, you know, crack that rotation. And so he's had some really good days. He's had a lot of opportunity. He's been able to stay healthy. And so as, you know, some of these guys I just mentioned have kind of missed a week of practice here or there, Eric's gotten a lot of reps in it and has taken advantage of it. So he's getting closer. And, you know, so those guys. And then up front, you know, Bernie Anders, who came from Northern Arizona, was going to be a big part of our rotation. Unfortunately, it didn't work out with him. And so, you know, Isaiah Powell's really done a good job this offseason and really, really starting to play, you know, maybe some of the best basketball he's played in the last week or so of practice. So he's really come along. Ryan Davis has been really good. Unfortunately, he's kind of been in and out with injury. So it's been hard for him to get a rhythm, or he's been playing through some discomfort. So hopefully we can get him healthy. Thomas Murphy has looked tremendous. Probably the best low post player maybe we've had here. I mean, Anthony obviously was terrific with his power in the post, but Thomas is a much different, a much more skill, finesse kind of low post guy, but really good moves and can finish with either hand and kind of looks like a poor man's Kevin McHale in there to me for all Celtic fans. And so he's a fun kid to watch and really made strides on the defensive end where he's needed to improve. And so those guys look good. Duncan DeMuth has come, you know, has started to show the signs of the player that, you know, we recruited out of high school that went to Oklahoma State. And so, you know, him really figuring out a role on this team is something that we've worked on with him throughout the preseason. And he's not quite there yet, but he's getting a lot closer. And Nick Fiorello is probably the best shooter of any of our front court players. And so, again, is that something that we're going to need this year potentially, you know? And so can he figure out the other parts of the game well enough to for us to take advantage of his ability to really shoot the ball? So so I think, you know, when you look at this year's team, I like the flexibility, you know, that we have as far as I think we'll play small a lot more this year because I think, you know, those guards that I mentioned getting, you know, are our best players, a lot of them. And so and with Robin's size and Justin's size and Benny's strength and Bailey's size, you know, I think we can play that way and not sacrifice too much. And so, you know, and in our league, where half our league, I feel, plays big and half the league plays small, I think this year we'll probably be better equipped to handle the teams that play small, because I've always traditionally liked to play a bigger lineup. And so, and then when we need to play big, I think we'll be able to do that. The one thing we haven't been able to see through the preseason that I'm really interested to see is, can we play Ryan and Thomas together? Unfortunately, they haven't both been healthy at the same practice. So so that's something that we haven't been able to mess around with, but I'm interested to see how that lineup looks. And so a lot of versatility. I think we're going to, you know, play a little bit more up-tempo style, maybe extend pressure a little bit more than we have, try to play up and down the court, and especially with back-to-back games, maybe take advantage of our depth.
We're going to step aside real quick with Coach Becker and be right back with more from him. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat from Learfield IMG College.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at ceresremedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S remedies.com.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
There are things you can't say in a tweet, and things you can't do with an app. When someone you love is sick, when you're not feeling well yourself, the very best medicine is someone who cares. Kenny Drugs.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC. It's back.
The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here we are back on the air with head coach of the men's basketball team, John Becker, on Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond.
And with these back-to-back games, how much is that going to change as far as having those two games every weekend throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see. You know, I'm trying to think about, you know, I've always played a lot of guys and trusted my bench, and I certainly think you know, once you're in a game, you're obviously trying to win that game. I'm going to have to, you know, stick to a game plan of trusting our bench, looking at as a full weekend. You know, it's a quick turnaround and recovery. We'll have to be smart about it. And, obviously trying to win each game, but make sure we trust the bench, make sure we use our bench, and hopefully that will allow us to play at a high level for the back-to-back games, and also maybe wear down some opponents that aren't as deep. But I think it will be good, you know, to get a lot of guys experience, get them game experience. And, you know, it's going to take a while for us. I mean, we haven't played any games yet. Just with all the uncertainty that we've dealt with, you know, I think it can be challenging for the guys to be fully committed when they just don't know if we're going to be shut down, the season was going to happen, or this, that, and the other thing. So our commitment level has gone up in the last couple of weeks, knowing that we're definitely going to play. But we're still you can't replicate games. And, our guys are going to be gassed that first weekend, no matter how many guys we play. Our guys are going to be nervous and have that nervous energy and all the challenges that come with trying to win a game. And so, but getting guys playing time and trusting the bench and just getting some stuff on film and starting to work through a process that we usually work through, through exhibition season and then certainly through the non-conference, we'll be doing that on the fly here. So hopefully we can figure some things out by mid-January into February, and hopefully we can, have some consistency, as far as not being stopped and shut down, and we can play our best basketball towards the end of the year.
So I know that you can't simulate games, but you guys have ran a couple scrimmages. And when I was at the one the other day, it was weird to hear the sneakers squeaking and the players talking and all that. I know you're used to it in practice, but what's it going to be like to play a full conference slate with no fans, especially for home games at Patrick?
Yeah, I think we don't know until, when you're watching games, you certainly can see that teams are making concerted effort, the benches, to have a lot of energy, and, the coaching staffs and everybody on the bench trying to create energy. And we've usually done a good job with that. So I expect that's one thing that will be, I think it's be challenging to coach through a mask, So just the communication piece, I'm interested to see how that works. And, I'm hoping that I can be respectful to the mask mandate and keep that on. But I wonder how much just reflex it is to pull that thing down, to talk and stuff like that. And hopefully I can do a good job with that, and our coaches can do a good job with that. But I think the communication piece will be challenging. Probably just understanding this is a real game. It's probably going to feel like a scrimmage, where it's just going to be a lot of coaching from the sidelines, from both benches. And, so So I think that will be, I think that's going to be an interesting part of it. And we can kind of think how it's going to be, but I think until we get out there and experience it, we'll have to figure that out on the fly too.
Just the last thing for you. I know a lot of Catamount basketball fans are dying to be in those buildings and they're not going to be able to. What do you want to say to them about how they can support and still be a part of this season, even though they won't be able to be in Patrick?
Yeah, and I've heard a lot from our fans, and I know everyone's excited for the year, and we're, you know, you come to appreciate the fans and the boosters and everyone that's involved with your program so much more when you don't see them in the stands or you don't see them, you know, at practice, or, you know, Coach Brennan comes by every other day, you know, and he's hasn't been around. And so it feels very different, but first of all, you know, we send our appreciation to our fans and to our supporters, and we miss you and love you and appreciate all the energy that you bring to our program. And so I know you'll be watching, we know you'll be watching hopefully the live streams and you know, continue to support us. I know there hasn't been a lot of information about our program, like there normally is in the preseason. I've had Barry Stone and others reach out to me wondering what the hell's going on with the team and what the season looks like. So it's good that we're doing some of these previews now and we can get information to our fans. But you know, that they do have the cutouts that they're doing, that Nora and the marketing department's doing, that again, costs a little bit of money, but again, that money goes to the department and understand the financial strain that this pandemic has put on our university, our community, our state, and certainly our athletic department. And so your support is needed more than ever now. And I know there's been a lot of people that have come forward with generous gifts and understand that all of that's going directly to our student athletes to give them the best experience and to help bridge a gap here until we can financially get back on our feet. And so we appreciate all of you and cannot wait until we can have fans back in Patrick Gym. You know, it looks like the vaccine might be a little late to allow, you know, maybe at the end, I was hoping maybe the end of the year we could start to get people back in into Patrick. But until then, everyone be safe and have a great holiday, and look forward to hearing from our fans and feel the love and support.
If I know anything about Catamount basketball fans, we'll hear from them some way. There'll be videos or calls or who knows what of them trying to get through.
Oh yeah, exactly.
All right, Coach, well, thanks so much for doing this and good luck on Monday. We can't wait to see you guys get going.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
We'll be back on Catamount Insider in just a bit from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Hi, I'm here to pick up my mother's diabetic supplies.
Of course, Mrs. Jenkins. How is your mom?
Actually, yesterday she... Oh, excuse me. Hey.
Hey, Mom. I completely forgot about Jackie's birthday tomorrow. Do you think you could pick me up a card and a couple of gifts?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, honey.
Joey's definitely got allergies.
Hello.
Hi, Mommy. Are you still at Kitty's?
Would some Legos make you feel better?
Yeah.
We've got this.
Kenny Drugs. We got this. And that.
Burlington Country Club, located in the heart of Burlington and founded in 1924. BCC is the oldest club in Chittenden County, and although the club is steeped in rich history, the grounds and community continue to evolve. Today, BCC is filled with an energetic, youthful membership and a vibrant social scene with weekly leagues, couples golf, and family-friendly events that members can enjoy with friends and family alike. There's something for everyone, both on and off the course, at BCC.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people, It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Now you can get the performance you need. Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's CeresRemedies.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
D Physical Therapy is accepting new patients at all three of our locations. We have been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years, accepting all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, student athletes, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
All right, welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're now with Jess Kazumi, the associate head coach of the women's hockey team, to learn a little bit more about Jess, but also get everybody excited for the seasons that are right around the corner now. So, Jess, thanks so much for taking some time to do this.
Thanks for having me, Michael. It's good. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great. We never see each other.
Yeah, it's
anymore.
A rarity these days.
So, what's life like for you right now? How are things with the team, the staff, or what's your guys' general weeks like going into the season coming up?
It's been a whirlwind for everybody, but I think the girls are in good spirits right now. We got here in very unpractical matters, trying to do our pods first. So we had pods of six or seven, and went from that with our freshmen not even really meeting the rest of the upperclassmen, and then going from that to phase two of having 10 players, and then being able to practice as a team. And so, you know, it's very different. We wear masks, we test three times a week, and we're not even able to have like team functions or anything like that right now. But besides that, it's been rewarding. I would say this is probably the most rewarding year as a coach for me, because we get to coach. There's so much noise with our jobs, where we have to go recruiting, we have to do this and this and that. And it's been so nice to just be on the ice with our girls, do skill sessions, not have to do so many other things. So I think from a coaching standpoint, we've really enjoyed being able to just focus and teach and slow it down and be there for our girls.
So what's been the most challenging part of that? I mean, obviously learning a lot and clearing out that noise, but what's been hard about making sure everyone stays motivated and focused and is still learning the right things?
So in the summer, I remember our head coach did sort of a team building thing where he asked our girls to reflect on what they're most fearful of this season. And for me, it was how long preseason was going to be and how to keep the girls motivated. And I can attest for myself, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but it's gone by so quickly. Like the fact that semester's over right now and it's December. Wow. Like it's gone by so quickly that I don't know if there's any humps in the road, I would say, besides, you know, not being able to play right now. And I think our kids are just buzzing. They're itching to get out there and they've worked really, really hard. They're ready to go. I know they're ready to showcase what they've been doing.
So I always just notice that a ton of what you do is working on skills with individuals and being out there, whether it's one player or six or smaller groups and stuff like that. Has the last 2 months, really, where your season would normally be, you know, getting ready for a game every Friday or Saturday, has that given you more opportunities to work on really little individual things with people?
Absolutely. Never been able to do this amount of skills with our girls to develop them. Even just thinking from like a practice standpoint, when we start our seasons, it's usually like, okay, we have Stony Creek, we have Naha Labor Day Tournament, we're recruiting, we're getting on the road, and we have maybe 2 weeks to prepare. So when we're in practice, sometimes we have to move from one drill to the next without even being able to stop it because we got to get through all this teaching. And now it's just the breakdown, being able to be like, hey, you know what? We need to work on this. Let's scratch this drill. Let's make sure we focus on this area. So to be able to do that and skill development and slowing things down, I've really been able to develop our players and to give them extra attention to where I do feel like there's no way we're not ready.
That's good to hear. Oh, it's just getting ready for opponents and stuff, right? So
yes.
Tell me a little bit about getting from the point where you're in that no games process.
Yes.
And then the transition to where you thought we were going to have games a month or so ago, and then you had to kind of take a step back for this month, and now getting back into that. What's that whole roller coaster process been like?
Yeah, it's been a mixture of emotions for sure, especially for our girls. And you know, we were just so excited and ramping up for our games. We did like a Saturday mock scrimmage with the new scoreboard, which everybody's so excited about to utilize. And then went from that to hearing that we weren't going to play on that Sunday. Hearing on Sunday we weren't going to play that following weekend. And our kids were just UConn. They were just so excited thinking about that. And had a team meeting trying to think as a coaching staff what the best thing to do for our team at that point. And it really was to give them some time off to be able to go home, knowing that right now they're sacrificing not being able to go home for the holidays. And we want to give them that time to kind of reflect, get back, enjoy family, and then be ready to go. And I think the kids enjoyed that time to spend, and now they're back. And I don't even think we need to remotivate them, honestly. They're more being cautious on like what's going to happen if we're going to play, not play, because we're kind of living every day trying to figure out the uncertainties of things. But there's a lot of buzz right now. They want to play.
I think that's really exciting. So give us the what you're allowed to say pre-scout of the UVM team right now. What is everybody who's going to follow you guys throughout the season and people like me who are going to call your games, what should we be looking out for in the next couple weeks?
So our head coach will say that the offense will take care of itself just because we have such a deep team this year. And there's some returners that are coming back that I don't even recognize because of how much work they put into the summer. And they look incredible on the ice right now. And our freshmen are pushing the pace. They have added to our culture. So I think from like a cultural standpoint, our team just loves each other. They love being around each other. And it's going to show on the ice. We're a fast team, offensive. And I'm going to give some credit to and a shout out to Alex Gettens, our assistant coach, who is in charge of power play. Our power play is back, and they're so dynamic. They move the puck so well, and it's fun to watch. And it's fun to watch our team in general doing small games. They're doing stuff that I haven't seen in the past. Some goals we're scoring. It's just we're going to be buzzing up and down the ice. So hopefully that happens, and our team focuses on the defensive side of things too. Like that's kind of been the focus this week, is just getting that area done so that, you know, like what Coach Jim says, offense will take care of itself.
That's exciting. I like when the offense takes care of itself. That's always good.
Same.
So you mentioned Alex, and you obviously talked about Jim a lot too. Tell us about this staff and being a part of it. How has it been different this year being with this group and going into this season?
This staff is extremely special. I'm not going to speak for Alex, but I know Jim will say this all the time. This is the most closest staff that he's felt. And we're just, I think something that I think is so special about it is that we're so transparent with each other. We kind of wear a lot of different hats of all our roles, but we're very interchangeable in being able to support each other in all that. And it's nice to have Taylor Willard as well, this standout alum on the blue line, to come and help out with our defensemen too. So just from a daily standpoint, it's been tough because a lot of our meetings are done on Zoom. We're not having as much interaction. I know the boys love being roommates on the road and just being close in that regard. So just the opportunity to spend with each other has been less than ideal, but we still have a good time.
That's good. Yeah, just a little but, more group texts and
yeah,
Zoom calls.
Yeah, a lot of group texts and Zoom calls, but just love this staff and enjoy going to work every day.
That's awesome. So now completely changing gears, let's get to know you a little bit. I mean, a lot of people, especially who follow women's team, know you really well. But tell us your background in hockey and life. How did you end up all the way here at UVM?
Hockey and life. Wow. I don't like talking about myself very much.
I know. That's why I saved it. That's why I made the first part of the conversation more about hockey. And then, all right, how about this? Where are you from? Where did you start playing hockey?
I'm from California, born in Hawaii, and started playing hockey in Minnesota. So I traveled a lot because of my dad's job. Moved from Hawaii to Minnesota when I was 7, and that's when I started playing. And then Minnesota to California when I was 11, and just kept on going. Was fortunate enough to get recruited to Minnesota Duluth. Played there for my 4 years, and I honestly thought I was done playing at that point. Was set on coaching. I always wanted to be a coach since I was like 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy. And yeah, ended up playing so much longer than I ever thought. Probably 10 years after I graduated, was playing between the national team, professional hockey. And now I really don't want to ever put my stuff back on besides playing shinny every now and then. But yeah, I was able to get to UVM after coaching. I don't know how many years. It's been 11 years college coaching now. This is my 11th season, but fourth at UVM. And just had a connection with Jim at a previous USA Hockey camp. And he had, I think, offered me the job twice, and this was the third time.
Nice.
And I was still playing, so I was like, okay, Jim, I'm still playing. I don't think I can go. And then, yeah, the third time, it just fit with what I was looking for. And I knew I wanted to, like, really turn the page on that chapter of playing and focus on coaching. Where was a place that I can see myself for a long time and really settling in my coaching career? And this place in Burlington mirrors Duluth in so many ways, where I went to school, with the lake, the college town, the size
cold.
Of campus. It's freezing. What is wrong with me being Cali kid? But yeah, it was able to make that transition pretty easily. And Jim is just such a great guy to work for. And it made the transition so simple for me.
We're going to step aside with Jess Kazumi and then come right back to finish up that interview. You're listening to Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Catt from Learfield, IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Curious about cannabidiol? Ceres Natural Remedies is Vermont's premier destination for all things CBD. We demystify hemp-derived CBD with genuine facts, something we call full-spectrum education. Visit us in downtown Burlington, Middlebury, and Brattleboro for lab-tested, Vermont-crafted CBD products. Show your student ID to save 10%, or shop online at CeresRemedies.com. That's C-E-R-E-S Remedies.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy promises you a safe environment for treatment, as we have for over 30 years. We have socially distanced zones within the clinic, screen each patient before all our visits, and are constantly disinfecting all our surfaces. Rabbit air purifiers in the clinic and UVC lamps keep our air clean at all times. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, or on the web at dept.com. That's DEEPT.com.
Now you can get the performance you need.
Now you can get the features you want. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
We're now back with Jessica Zumi, the associate head coach of the women's hockey team on Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. So being a Cali kid, and from Hawaii too, why hockey? Well, how did you end up on an ice rink when there were so many other outdoor options?
It's just from being in Minnesota, like everybody played. So when we moved to Minnesota, certainly that's when it started, but you know, I think about this all the time. Like, if my parents never moved us to Minnesota, like, what would I be doing?
You'd be a
in
surfer.
Life?
You'd be a pro surfer.
That would be cool. But I'd have a different friend group, different career, everything. My entire life would have changed. But a really cool story that my parents told me was when I was younger, I asked to go to the rink in Hawaii, and they said no. And I was going with my neighbors. And I just, like, I packed up my backpack with some warm clothing, and I snuck out of the house. And I went to the rink, and they couldn't find me anywhere. They called the cops. I was missing for hours. And then my parents
were
like,
"How old
were you?" I was, like, six. And my parents were like, "Where's Jess?" "Oh, she might be at the rink." And then they found me there. And so they were like, your love for being in an ice rink happened when you were younger, even before you even knew what it was. So I thought that was a really cool story. I don't even remember. Remember it, but.
That is so fun. So you weren't even like on the ice. You had never played hockey before at that point.
Correct.
You just like wanted to go to the rink.
Yeah. I don't even think I've ever seen the ice before then either. So I'm going.
That's unbelievable. That's so cool. So I feel like you probably have an awesome perspective on pro hockey right now, women's pro hockey. I feel like it's changed so much over probably the 10 years that you played and then since then. Can you try to sum any of that up for us, how that's all changed over the last
changed dramatically. I mean, I remember starting off, we paid $1,000 to play. Like, and there's like
pro hockey
players. So they called it semi-pro, even though we were paying to play hockey. And then that transitioned to the CWHL, where we were getting equipment, at least like Bauer was sponsoring us in that regard. And we had bus trips and those kinds of things. But then it transitioned to now, like, where people are kind of getting paid through the NWHL. And then the PWHL are starting a whole new thing where they are really pushing for like wages, like for livable wages for these like amazing hockey players. So being an outsider right now and a fan, it's very hard for me to kind of pick sides on what I think is the right direction to go. I love everybody that's playing hockey still. I think it's incredible. I want to move our game forward, but it's in a tough spot, especially with COVID. It really hasn't helped to showcase the game, but hopefully it keeps progressing. Hopefully there's sponsors that come in and see how beautiful this game is on the women's side.
And how different was the pro game or even just life playing pro hockey compared to the national team and being with a bunch of people from all over the U.S. doing all kinds of different amazing things.
It's so different. I mean, the year that you get to centralize with the national team is a year you truly feel like a professional athlete. And I even think like the college game is treated more of a professional situation than the actual pro leagues right now. I remember myself driving 10 hours to go play in a game in Buffalo the day of, like strapping on the pads and going out there, and then having to go to work like the next day. And that's kind of the day-to-day that we live as pro athletes. Like, that's what it's like. And so hopefully, you know, in 3-4 years down the road, we'll see it happen more often, where people don't have to have different jobs and they can just focus on being a hockey player. But that's something I'm kind of looking forward to in this time off that our girls are having now. We're kind of in hockey boot camp in some ways. Like, they don't have to go to school now for the next 2 months, and they're here with us and they're normally home. So we're going to be in season where they just get to watch a bunch of Netflix and come to the rink and just show up and practice and be like a pro athlete. So excited for that and what we can get out of them during this time.
So how important do you think that experience for you is to have played pro hockey and been all over the place doing that? And then you're working with girls that hope to do that, and some are trying to do that very legitimately, like with a real goal in mind. How are those conversations, like, are people asking you all the time what that was like and how to get to that level and how to succeed at that level?
Certainly there's been some crossover, and I try to be a mentor to our girls as much as possible and to tell them the opportunities that they do have outside of just playing here. A lot of them are already thinking, like, I need to go do my career. Like, I need to build and climb the ladder. And no, like, there's time to enjoy the game as much as possible. And I didn't know I would be playing as long as I have, but I have no regrets. Like, I needed to do that. And now, like, sometimes I get an itch to kind of want to go out there and play again, especially when I'm doing some, like, post-practice skills comps with our kids, shooting comps. But,
like,
you know,
I still got it.
Sometimes I do. But for the most part, they beat me. It's okay. I'm old. I try to at least educate them on the options that they do have, because, you know, something that I wish I was able to do was to go to Europe and to be able to play and travel and do those things. But I hopped right into focusing and grinding with the national team and not being able to spend that time. So if these girls have that opportunity, I would definitely recommend it for them, because hockey is such an amazing vehicle that can give you so many gifts and friendships and experiences.
All right, well, you just led me directly into my next question. So we know that you were at a rink when you were 6 because you snuck out, and you wanted to be a coach since you were 10. Now that you're doing both of those things, you're in hockey and you're coaching, can you tell me why hockey specifically is a sport, and then why coaching? Why do you love what you do, especially here?
Why hockey is specifically a sport that I love?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking? I don't know. That's a really good question. I was just even watching the men practice the other day, and I was on the phone with one of my best friends, and they were doing like the 10 puck challenge where they're on breakaways. And I just was watching some of the guys do some pretty beautiful moves, and I'm like, wow, this sport is so amazing, isn't it? And he's on the other end, my friend Chris, and he's like, yeah, it's the best. And I'm like, I can't even describe to people why it's the best, because we're sort of in our own bubble. Like, when you're in the hockey bubble, everything is hockey.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you just love it. You see highlights, you see, you just want to learn about like different nuances about the game. And then when you're outside of it, no one really understands it. So it's just something that I've just loved since being a little kid and built my craft by just being obsessed with it, I would say. And as far as the coaching piece goes, I love being able to give back to the game that has been so good to me, and being able to work. Like I said, this is my favorite year coaching, because I actually get to coach. I get to be there for our girls. And it's so amazing to see like where our culture is right now with our kids. Like our kids are like staying on the ice doing lines by themselves, like conditioning.
I've seen that. That's so cool.
It's so cool. We're not even telling them to do that stuff. And for skills, I never force our kids to do skills. I want them to come if they want to come around their school schedule, because they do have a heavy load. And there's been so many kids that are doing like 2-3 sessions a week right now, and I've never seen that before. And that's a testament to our captains. That's a testament to our head coach in creating this culture of where our kids are at. And just, you know, we're in a really good place right now. So I cannot wait to see what we do on the ice.
That's awesome. So excited for you guys. Anything else you want to get in before we wrap up?
Yeah, let's talk about some holiday movies.
Oh, I love that. No one ever changes things. Okay, holiday movies. You want to go back and forth with quotes, or what do you want to do? Just talk about
What's your go-to right now?
It's kind of cliche. Like, my favorite holiday movie is Elf. Like, my mom.
Oh, yeah.
You know the game True American? Do you ever watch New Girl, the show?
I have not seen
it. So there's this stupid game. It's called True American that they play in the show. And one of the things is you do quotes. And my mom and I went back and forth one time doing Elf quotes. The entire time.
That's amazing.
And it was like whoever runs out of quotes. So I just kept going and going and going. And my mom just kept going. We must have done like 3 minutes of just back and forth quotes from Elf. So I would have to say Elf is my favorite movie. And then the Home Alone series. I love
Home
that
Alone,
too.
100%.
How about you?
Only Home Alone 2, though. I can't.
What?
I don't know.
What about one?
I just like the second one. I don't know. Lost in New York.
Home Alone 1 is great. the second one's really good.
But that's amazing you listed those two. But yeah, you're a quote guy, huh?
Yeah, big quote guy.
Fun fact, Alex Gettins is too.
Fun fact, Alex
Gettins. He's ridiculous.
Really? Movie quotes?
Oh my gosh, he's
ridiculous. Is he like songs too?
Not even just movie quotes, like people on our team. Like being able to imitate their voices and actions. Oh, he's amazing.
I'm sure they love that. I'm sure the girls are just like, you're so funny.
I don't think he's revealed it yet.
Oh, he only does it to you.
Yes, it might need to come out one day. But
we're going to get Getty in trouble.
What's your favorite Elf quote?
My favorite Elf quote. I don't know. There's so many. They're so funny. Oh, I love.
No, I watched it.
I almost texted Jeff Hill this today. He messed something up and he goes, I'm a cotton headed ninny muggins. And they go, you're not a cotton headed ninny muggins. You're just special. Cause Hilly forgot something. I texted him today and he was like, oh, I totally forgot. I'm such an idiot. And I wanted to respond, you're not a cotton headed ninny muggins. You're just special. So that's
you
my favorite.
Done that.
I know. I couldn't find the GIF. I wanted to send him a GIF and I couldn't find it.
I love when he sings.
Hilly?
No, not Hilly. Like, oh my goodness!
Oh,
no, Will Ferrell.
In a store, yes. And I'm singing.
Yeah, and I'm singing.
That's great. What's your favorite Home Alone moment or quote?
It's gotta be Home Alone 2 now. I am not good with quotes. Let me tell you.
Favorite part of Home Alone 2.
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. That's so tough. I'm gonna be a little softy here. It's when the mom comes and finds him in Central Park.
Fine, yeah, it's really
come
cute.
On.
It's really cute. I like when he takes the camcorder and he records his voice saying, this is Kevin McAllister. I'm trying to get a room at the Plaza
and
Hotel.
He's like, the father.
And then he plays it. And he plays it in slow-mo. I think that's hilarious.
I know that whole. Actually, I know that whole scene. I'm not going to say it, but I know.
The father. Credit card?
You got it.
It's so funny. All right. Well, now that everyone's listening to us.
And then you got to list some rom-coms, too. I mean, The Holiday, Love Actually.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no. I have not seen Love Actually, and I don't think I've seen The Holiday either.
Stop it.
No, I don't think. I mean, people, like, I know what they are. I know the actors and the
whole plot.
You
gotta add that to your list.
I know how it ends. It starts. I know the whole thing. And then Christmas with the Cranks. You ever seen that?
Yeah,
sleeper
pick. Not so much of my humor.
That was the one that, like, when we were kids, we had the VCR, a little TV that sits on the ground in the back of road trips. So we'd go from Cleveland to Jersey. It was an 8-hour trip, and the only Christmas movie we had was Christmas with the Cranks. So I would see that at least 2 times a year on the way to and from New Jersey every single year.
I'm going to add that to the list just for you.
It's great.
Tribute to Michael.
It's a great film. All right. Well, I think everyone's probably sick of us.
I know. They're like, stop talking, like,
yeah,
everybody.
Can we get to commercials, please? All right, Jess. Well, thanks so much for doing this, and good luck. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you for having me.
It's going to get started soon.
Yeah, we're pumped. We're ready to go.
That's a wrap on Catamount Insider this week. It's brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond, always from Learfield IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.